Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Chancellor Carol Folt, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. For nearly a decade, Penny Abernathy has been documenting the declining number of community newspapers. This has created news deserts, places where there is little access to local news. To solve this challenge, she is working at the UNC School of Media and Journalism to create sustainable business strategies to keep local news organizations in business so they can provide news that educates and informs citizens.
Professor Abernathy says it is critical for newspapers to adapt to the changing media landscape. She wrote a book that was published by UNC Press in 2014 titled Saving Community Journalism, The Path to Profitability.
I think one of the hard things for anyone who's running a media business right now to comprehend is how fast everything is changing. So the first thing is you have to commit to change. You cannot say, I'm going to sit here and wait and continue to do what I've done before. I have spent the last 10 years studying newspapers that have changed. I have just written a second book that builds on that first bit of research called The Strategic Digital Media Entrepreneur about how successful news operations think about the change that they have to undertake and how they go about doing it. The first thing is they need to come up with a business model that is specifically tied to the needs of their community and the size of their publications. The second thing is that they need to very strategically learn how to follow the technology if they're going to follow their customers. And customers I categorize as both readers and advertisers. And then the third thing, they need to be very forward-looking. Too often we have newspapers right now making the short-term decision, not the long-term decision that really is going to guide them where they need to go. Successful news operations are going to really invest in their human capital first and foremost. And the human capital is on both the journalism side and on the sales side that help you understand how you can serve the businesses in your community as well as the residents that need what the information that you're going to provide to them.
Newspapers have lost millions of dollars in advertising revenue, and it's not coming back.
The most successful independent owners have really thought about, hey, I'm not just putting out a newspaper, I'm building community. So how do I build community? Maybe it's I put out magazines, lifestyle magazines. Maybe that I go outside even this community and put together something that combines the region. There is a wonderful newspaper down in Moore County, North Carolina, that actually bought a bookstore and has turned that into a community venue. You need to think about how you're going to serve your advertisers who want to break through in the digital arena. So there are lots of things you can begin to explore as long as you get out of that narrow box of thinking about this is what it was and it's not coming back. That is, you have to accept that is not coming back and start thinking about what is left for you to build on. And sometimes you may need to go outside the community to build that extra income stream that wasn't there before. But it's going to be some kind of combination. It's not going to be print advertising. It may be that you can build enough off the digital side in terms of marketing services that you do for local businesses, depending on your community. Where am I offering something no one else can offer? And on both the sales and marketing side and in both in the news side, and try to build it from there.
With this loss in advertising revenue dollars, a new struggle has emerged for newspapers. Whether covering controversial issues to inform its readership, the purpose for the medium's existence is still financially viable.
As I tell my students in my class, I point out the White Bull News Reporter won the Pulitzer Public Service in 1953 for exposing the infiltration of the Ku Klux Klan into the police and fire departments in Columbus County. And I say, what do you think happens to you on the business side, to your business model, once you've published a Pulitzer Prize winning piece? And the students invariably think that the community is going to be eternally grateful for you. But you really raise a good point, because as more and more publishers have told me, what worries them most about running at single operating digits is that they hesitate sometimes to take on something they don't think they can win. Or they hesitate to say, how long am I going to have to fight this legally in order to prevail? And there have been several cases that have been very heartbreaking to me to watch of papers that have prevailed in court, but because it took so long, they couldn't make payroll and had to arrange very quickly either for a sale or to close down.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.